No one was in a laughing mood after September 11th, but in the aftermath, some comics not only found ways to be funny, they said things that other people were thinking but were afraid to say. Here's an excerpt of the interview I recorded with satirist Al Franken in April of 2002. Franken was one of the original members of the Saturday Night Live writing team and worked as a writer and cast member on and off until 1985. He's now best known for his political humor. He wrote the bestseller Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot. He's performed at White House correspondence dinners and has written for Al Gore. Franken has also done several USO tours. In the months following September 11th, he entertained American troops in Germany, Italy, Kosovo, and Bosnia. To me, USO tours are still like Bob Hope with a lot of, you know, very attractive women.
Thank you.
Right?
Oh, women. Oh, yes. Yes. Well,
so,
there's women in the military now.
What's a USO tour like now?
It's sort of that idea, but very scaled down. It isn't. In every time I've gone, there have been. I've gone twice with Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and once with New England Patriot cheerleaders. This last one was with New England Patriot cheerleaders. So there's a little cheesecake for the guys, and then usually there's music, and a lot of, they like country music. We had Clint Black this time, and I've gone with Carole King, and I've gone with Jewel, and Ruth Pointer. It's a lot of fun. The audiences are great. They really, you know, appreciate the fact that you've come to Kosovo to to do your show. And they have a very dark sense of humor, actually. When I was in Kosovo, I cleared this joke with the commander. I said to him, can I tell this joke? And then I told him, he said, sure. And this was the joke. I said, we were back in the United States very worried about you guys when we were fighting here in Kosovo. And Americans just did not want to take any casualties. And because of that, I know you're very circumscribed, but fortunately there were no casualties here. But you'll be happy to know since 9/11, Americans are now willing to take casualties here in Kosovo. And they just thought that was hysterical. So they, and you know, where else can you kind of tell a joke about, you know, we don't mind if you get killed. Ha ha ha, you know. So you can't tell that at a corporate event.
I want you to read an excerpt from the USO tour that you describe in your new parody of advice books. And tell me if these are jokes that you've actually told or not. Why don't you do them first, and then you could tell us.
Okay, let me find them. Okay, yeah, these are jokes I did tell. So I this is on in a chapter on the giving back to your community you ought to be doing instead of reading this. And so I this was me in on the USO tour. There's a couple of the jokes I told. I got to tell you. I just say I got to tell you because that's how Bob Hope used to start his jokes. I got to tell you, everybody's caught up in this patriotic fervor, even the people I wouldn't expect. After September 11th, an old friend of mine went right to his closet, got out his old America T-shirt. Of course, it took him 4 hours to white out sucks. They like that in Bosnia. Okay. But everyone wants to do their part. My same friend told me he's going to stop buying heroin. Hit the Taliban in the pocketbook.